AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Jam-packed here. Jam-packed. A little bit later on, Hunter, we're going to go to Dublin, Ireland again. Dermot Flanagan. We usually, around St. Patrick's Day, try to get in touch with him.
Yes,
they've got big,
right.
They've got big problems over there with Brexit, in Ireland specifically.
Mm-hmm.
It is a mess, and as a matter of fact, there's some real scary things being presented that if a hard border goes up between Ireland and Northern Ireland again,
yeah,
it's not going to go well. And so we'll talk to him about that, because obviously that's a big deal. The EU gave him a minor extension, but it's just a minor one. And even the French president today said, the people who did this to you, they're off living the high life. You guys are the ones that are going to suffer, but you have to respect the vote. And we're going to push that. So that's coming up a little bit later on. Joining me right now, Molly Beck is the political reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She is kind enough to join us today after some huge news in Wisconsin, and it just keeps getting bigger. Hi, Molly. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. This ruling yesterday, a judge temporarily blocked the Wisconsin Republicans' lame duck laws that were designed to limit the powers of the governor and the attorney general. Tony Evers quickly pounced on this and started doing things that the Republicans were trying to stop him from doing. First of all, let's talk about the ruling. It does seem like the judge in this case found a procedural problem with what the Republicans did and used that as the justification because it was something that violated the Constitution.
Right. So the judge yesterday ruled he sided with the plaintiffs in this lawsuit that were seeking to overturn these laws. And basically the basis of the lawsuit was that the kind of legislative session that the legislature called to pass the laws, which is known as an extraordinary session, doesn't exist in state law. And therefore, whatever they pass in this session isn't really a law because it wasn't passed in accordance with the state constitution. So that's what the lawsuit argues, and the judge sided with that argument. And also, in doing that, he said, you can't enforce these laws anymore. He issued a temporary injunction, which means, these laws don't have any force of law until the injunction is lifted or another court rules differently. And today the Republican lawmakers who passed the laws appealed this decision or asked for a stay in this decision. So it's possible these laws could be back in effect by the end of the day.
Well, and the judges argument, is it legit? I mean, obviously, if Wisconsin has like emergency flooding, like we got this bad weather, that they have the ability, if they're not in session, to be able to pull themselves into session. It doesn't sound like what the Republican, that session that they passed these lame duck bills was under that same umbrella category. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, it's obviously not for me to say. I mean, the legislature has been using this extraordinary session for decades. I mean, they've passed more than they've passed hundreds of laws through this kind of session. So I think what Republicans are worried about, obviously, is that this would affect all of those laws going back decades. So everything would be affected, including big things like, the right to work legislation that was passed in Wisconsin a few years ago. That was during an extraordinary session. I'm not a judge, so I'm not going to say whether his ruling was correct or not, but obviously there's two sides to this argument.
Well, and to a point, his ruling is correct because he is a judge, he's interpreted it, and this is how he's interpreted it, so it's, the ruling stands. The governor wasted zero time. He pulled Wisconsin from the lawsuit on the Affordable Care Act. That was, within 2 hours, correct?
Yeah. So Attorney General Josh Call and Governor Tony Evers are both Democrats, and a centerpiece to both of their campaigns was to withdraw Wisconsin from this multi-state federal lawsuit that is seeking to overturn the Affordable Care Act. That is something that former Republican Governor Scott Walker and Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel, they joined this lawsuit. And I think the Evers and Call campaign think that a big part of their win was because of their focus on healthcare. So this, you know, withdrawing from the lawsuit doesn't tank the lawsuit, obviously, because there's other states, but it was a symbolic message that they wanted to send by withdrawing Wisconsin from it. So the very first thing they did as soon as these laws were, you know, barred from having any effect was withdrawing Wisconsin from that lawsuit, because previously under the laws, the Wisconsin Republican-controlled legislature would have had to approve that.
Were there other things that they quickly got to that they basically said, you know what, since the window's open, we're going to do these things?
No, that was the only thing they did.
Okay. It sounds like now we're doing a game of shopping for a judge on both sides of the aisle at this point. The Democrats are saying the appeal has to go through. I think it's in Madison and Dane County. And the Republicans have filed their appeal up with a Republican-friendly judge up in Wausau, I believe it is. Is there any question on where you can appeal this case?
Yeah, that's also up for debate, too, because as soon as the Republicans appeal this in one court of appeals, the response to that from the plaintiffs was, well, you can't do that. It needs to be filed in the court of appeals around Madison because that's where this lawsuit is. And, of course, the judges around Madison are much more liberal than the judges in the Court of Appeals where they appeal.
Well, Wisconsin judicial, political leanings are foreign, to us, not necessarily because there aren't judges in Minnesota that have political leanings, but they don't wear them on their sleeve like they do in Wisconsin. I'm going to guess the Wausau judge is going to say I can rule on this case. Where would the decision come down that if it's supposed to be in Madison goes to Madison, or if it goes to Wausau, it's okay?
You know, I'm not sure what will happen there. I think the judge probably will say, like you said, you know, I do have jurisdiction. I'm guessing it will be up to the judge there where the stay is being filed, whether or not he or she thinks that they have jurisdiction and they will rule on that.
So if the judge does rule back that the rules are in place, what does that do for Evers and the withdrawal of the state of Wisconsin from the Affordable Care Act lawsuit?
That is a big question. And I think, in the press room the other day, we were kind of like going through all these scenarios, like what if this happens, what if that happens, you know, and I think that's the big question. If the stay is granted, then the laws are back in effect, but the governor and the attorney general already filed the paperwork to withdraw from this lawsuit, so I don't know what will happen there. I guess it will be up to the judge who's overseeing the lawsuit, which I believe is filed in Texas. So I think he or she will have to say, well, you didn't have authority to do this. It could be that the Republican lawmakers intervene in that or somehow. I'm not sure, but that is a question right now of whether that action will actually take place.
Because, I mean, it really comes down to can the Republicans force the attorney general back into that case? And I don't believe that the laws that they wrote in the lame duck session They have to approve things, but I don't think they can force the attorney general. I mean, it does seem to be some question about whether they themselves could act on behalf of Wisconsin and file their own lawsuit with their own lawyers. But it doesn't seem like that's something that once that cat's out of the bag and per se, basically that they're not going to be able to pull that back in.
Yeah. I mean, it would be pretty tricky for that to happen, like you said, because the Republican lawmakers, they are not the attorney general, so they can't take action for him or make him do anything. Only the governor can do that. So, but if these laws are in effect, he can't withdraw from lawsuits. So I think it will be up to the judge in that lawsuit to, you know, figure all that out.
So eventually, and I don't think anyone's going to be surprised here, it's going to get to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It's stacked with Republicans. So it's going to likely this case is going to get knocked back down because the judges will be told by whoever pulls the puppet strings that basically that this is not something you want to go down the road. And, you know, as you said, it's there's a lot of other rules that all of a sudden would be up for grabs. So my gut feeling is, and I don't think anyone's surprised by this, that eventually the Republicans will prevail in this case. unless they can get it to a federal judge, which I doubt they would. So what's, you know, but there are still other cases still pending about these laws, correct?
Right. This is not the only lawsuit that is seeking to overturn these laws. I think there's four lawsuits. So if this one doesn't get the job done as liberals and Democrats want, then, you know, it's possible some of the others would. Or it's possible that none of them do. You know, it's just another one of those issues that I think will be in the courts for a while.
It does have to be decided on the Wisconsin state court level, right? This will never jump to the federal level, right?
I don't believe so. You never know, but I guess they could if it gets to the Supreme Court and the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and you know one side doesn't like the way the Supreme Court rules. You could ask the U.S. Supreme Court to take it up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they would, but I believe they could ask, you know, for them to take it up.
I think it becomes much more complicated because I do believe that there is a way to do that if you feel as though the judiciary is compromised, but I'm not sure what the standard for that justification mm-hmm. becomes. And so it just can't be, I don't like the ruling. It has to have something more to it. This is the Republicans and the new governor, they don't get along very well, do they?
They don't, it doesn't look like they're talking very much. I'll put it that way. There was another episode this week where Governor Evers put forward this budget for building projects separate from the state budget plan. It's called the capital budget. His plan was about $2.5 billion, and about $2 billion of that was in bonding. Republicans obviously didn't like that. And so, they blocked recommending any projects within that budget to be forwarded to the legislature, which is a practice that's been going on for decades. You know, so for the first time ever, you know, there were no recommended capital projects forwarded to the legislature during the budget cycle. And it was mostly a symbolic rejection, but it still was, you know, pretty notable that that's how divided they are right now. And I think it previews the challenges ahead for the Democratic governor and the Republican legislature. They don't seem to be talking about anything that they can't agree on right now.
Well, and of course not. I mean, this whole thing started after they lost and they basically came up with this cockamamie scheme. But you know, there was that one Republican from Green Bay who basically said, no, elections have consequences. How is the Republicans' attitude playing in Wisconsin? I know you've not had the best economic news. I saw Shopko, the Wisconsin-based retail chain, is closed down now. They could not find a buyer. You know, the economic news out of Wisconsin doesn't seem to be great. And here you have the Republicans who just – they're basically saying, we don't care. We're going to do what we want to. And if you don't like it, we'll just have nothing get done. Is public opinion still on you know, for the most part, in the Republican court? Or is it starting to waver, do you think?
It depends on the issue. I think in the last bit, we have this Marquette University Law School poll that is kind of considered the gold standard of, taking the temperature of Wisconsin voters. And there was a question, either the last poll or the one before, asking voters or, you know, those who were polled what they thought of how the Republican legislature was working with the governor. And the outcome of that showed that people are not really thrilled with how the legislature is working with the governor and kind of are putting the blame on the legislature and not the governor. There was also a question asked about these laws that we're talking about, the lame duck laws that limited the power of the attorney general and the governor. And it didn't look like the public opinion was on the Republican side on that either. So if you're talking about those specific issues, I think, you know, the temperature in Wisconsin is not, you know, not happy with the division right now.
The nature of politics, you know, this year might be a wash and they might just be screaming at each other and hate each other. And that's that. But eventually in 2020, both sides want to find something that they can campaign on. Have you seen anything from either side where there seems to be, and obviously, you know, flood relief, stuff like that. I mean, obviously that's mm-hmm. people step up for that. But has there been any issue where there seems to be any level of unity between the governor and the Republicans?
Well, there, right when Governor Evers took office, he proposed this. Well, he campaigned on it. It was this middle class tax cut plan. And then as soon as he took office, the Republicans put forward their own plan that just paid for it differently. So that was an example of, you know, they're both on the same page. They both want to get the same thing done, but they don't agree on how to do it. And then they never agree. They don't get it done. And I think that you're just going to see a lot of that. I know that there is an issue, like the issue of homelessness. There's a package of bills that Governor Evers is supportive of and the Republican legislature is supportive of. So there might be some action around that. I think, you know, there's also this very troubled youth prison that lawmakers have been trying to close for a few years now. And they need to, you know, take action on that this budget. I think there's bipartisan support for that. But again, you know, that's part of the capital budget that the Republicans don't like. So I think in theory they agree on a lot, but it's just how to get there. You know, the Republicans are not going to agree to, you know, a lot of tax cuts and tax increases. And, you know, Governor Evers' budget has, you know, a lot of tax increases. So, we'll see what happens here.
Mm-hmm. One final question. Obviously, I want to mention Foxconn. Molly Beck joining us from the Wisconsin State Journal. I was coming from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. There you go. Foxconn, I saw a story out that it said that the Foxconn was moving forward with this trimmed down factory, not the factory they initially had agreed to. Is that true? And is there, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously this is something that they're saying would be fewer jobs still. Where does that stand right now?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, I can't even remember when that was now, maybe a year and a half or 2 years ago, Governor Walker and the Republican legislature, you know, passed this legislation that would provide $3 billion in tax credits to Foxconn in exchange for a $10 billion facility manufacturing these large LCD panels for TVs and 13,000 jobs. And what Foxconn has now just officially announced they're, you know, moving forward with is a scaled-down version of that facility, which would manufacture smaller LCD panels, like things for your iPhone, stuff like that. But they're still committed to the 13,000 job mark. I think there's a lot of skepticism about that job figure at this point because it's not, you know, the facility's not going to be what it was proposed to be. But they're still saying they're going to bring 13,000 jobs to the state.
Mm-hmm. With the story that I saw, though, with the type of screens that they're going to make, it just doesn't seem like that's feasible. It just, I keep expecting at some point Foxconn to come back with the toned down numbers and just sort of say, what are you going to do?
Well, and if they do that, I mean, they won't get all $3 billion worth of the tax credits that they could get. So if they don't come through with the number of jobs that they said they would, you know, there is that provision in the contract that, means that they won't get as much money as they were, you know, intended to get.
And once again, with that Shopko going bankrupt and closing down, I mean, that was a lot of jobs in Wisconsin as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Molly, thank you very much. I'm going to encourage everyone to read you tomorrow because this could completely change. Everything that we have said today might be null and void. But Molly Beck, once again, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, you can find her political coverage there. Molly, I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. We'll spotlight that one. Molly Beck from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.